Welcome to
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wins Women of Wisdom, everyone. Today I have the honor and privilege of interviewing Jarena, who's calling us all the way from Panama. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Panama. If you have not been down there and seen Loft in action, I recommend that you guys go take a cruise. Go take a cruise down to Panama and see the Panamanian Loft in action. But we're not here to talk about rocks, even though they're beautiful. We're here to talk about Jarena's business. And Jarena is a business coach helping people with their books. So I'm really excited to talk to her about that because I am a published author myself. You can find my work on Amazon. And let me bring Jarena on. Good morning, Jarena.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great, great. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic. As I said, you come from the most beautiful country on planet Earth, so I'm honored that you have decided to come on my show and explain your business to all my listeners. And my first question is, why? Why did you start your company?
Great question. It's an honor to be here. So why did I start my business? I started my business because I desired to be free. And I knew that, and I wanted to create something in the world. I wanted to make sure, like, I was able to be of service. And I knew I had lots of gifts and talents that I needed to pursue and make something out of it, which is what led me to create this coaching business.
So do you primarily focus on books? Are you a book coach, per se?
No. I'm a business coach, so I support women to create and build their coaching businesses.
So basically you are a business coach, but you could help people if they wanted to write a book on coaching, per se.
No, not a book.
Not a book. I got that completely wrong. Somehow I got that completely wrong. So what would you say your favorite story from starting your company was?
My favorite what, sorry?
Your favorite story that you can share with my listeners to inspire them.
Okay. My favorite joy.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's a good question. I guess it's really what brings me joy in my business is really what makes it joyful is like just being of service, like seeing women go for their dreams, seeing women do what they're meant to do, regardless of the challenges and upsets that come in their journey in life.
And who has been your most favorite person to work with in your coaching business?
Okay. My favorite person to work with has been like the woman who is eager and committed, because I've been able to work with women from all around the world, and the woman who gets the most results from my coaching is the woman who is decided, who's ready, and who's committed to her own transformation.
So what would you recommend to my listeners for them to get ready for their own transformation, so to speak?
Yeah. So what I would recommend, it's really just, it's following their heart, following like what I like to call their butterflies. Because so many times in this life, like we can get so carried away with what other people are doing, and we feel like there's like this tendency of like copying people. And in order to really get true transformation for yourself, what I have learned, it's really about following your own bliss, following your own butterflies, following your own journey, and creating a business, creating a coaching business that supports your specific journey, that is aligned to your desires, aligned to what you want in life. Because that's the way to really create a business, and specifically a coaching business, that gives you true passion, true pleasure, true joy.
That is the most phenomenal metamorphosis I have ever out of a business coach, quite frankly.
Thank you.
That is the most phenomenal metamorphosis tagline I have ever heard out of a business coach, because I'm actually writing a children's book on butterflies. Because
really,
women who start out on this journey are little caterpillars, when you think about it. And then
they
blossom into these beautiful butterflies. I mean, I don't care if you're the black butterfly who blossoms. I don't care if you're the monarch butterfly who blossoms. But we all start out as little caterpillars who want to make a change in their life. And so, with that being said, what's the first step? How could people make a change in their life to you in proximity in Panama, or if they don't have access to the internet, or if they don't have access to a wonderful person like you?
Yeah. And that's a great, I'm glad you mentioned that. It doesn't really matter, I think, where people are in the world. Like, even though my business is based in Panama, I do travel all around the world. Like, I was just in Florence, Italy, just 2 days ago. And it's really about, like, if people don't have the access or the access to me or to anything, it's really about making that decision in their mind. As you mentioned before about being the caterpillar. Like, once you make the decision, I do believe that we are all guided in our own divine ways to become the beautiful butterfly we're meant to be. And all of us are guided in different ways, which is the beauty of it, right? And it doesn't matter if you're close or far or wherever you are. Like, the beauty of the internet is, look, we're doing this call and this interview right now I'm here in Panama and you're like, far away from me. And you're able to do it. So I do believe that we're guided to the right mentor, the right coach, the right resource to become that butterfly in our life.
And what's the biggest stumbling block for women who come to you?
Yes. The biggest stumbling block for women has been money, actually. It's been the mentality around money. They feel like we are ingrained and we are programmed in the society to feel and believe that there's a shortage of money, there's lack and all of these things. And it's created this disease, you could say, in the mind of women. I feel like they're feeling disempowered, they're feeling stuck due to money. And that's one of the biggest things. So my work also includes as well, helping women free this, helping them create that consciousness, that wealth consciousness, their energy, so they can get those resources and abundance that they require to be that butterfly in their life. It's not about making millions of dollars or anything else. It's about really what I truly believe is about you having the resources necessary for you to be that butterfly in your life.
Oh, my God. That is the most stunning aspect when you think about it. And because people want money, 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 money. And coaches want money, money, money. But it's not all about the money. It's about the improvement of yourself.
Exactly.
What would you say doesn't have the fee?
Great question. So I honor everyone in their journey. If there's someone who comes up to me and unable to, let's say, do a program with me, it doesn't matter. I tell them, if that's not an option right now, you do what feels good to you where you're at. I truly believe if someone's meant to work, the resources always do appear. And also, as you mentioned, I love what you said when about, it's not about the money. It's really about you having the resources to be your fullest expression in this lifetime. If that means having support, like, I truly believe, and I've seen it with my own eyes, when how women, when they say yes to their desire, when they say yes to their purpose, when they say yes to being of service in the world, you know, being that inspiration to other people, I've seen how the universe always supports that. The universe always brings through the resources necessary for these women. The universe always brings through, like, the right coach, like, the right mentor, everything. So if it's meant to be, I've seen how resources always show up. If it's, especially if it's for the highest good of everyone involved. I've noticed how it always, always comes through in my own experience.
Well, what was your turning point to say that on?
My turning point?
What was your turning point to say that line, that the resources show up?
Yeah. My own experience, you know, like when I started this business, obviously when you do start a business, you need resources, right? You need a little bit of capital. You need to be investing. You know, you need mentoring. You need to put your website. There's so many things that go with it. And I didn't have that. You know, I didn't have that. But I noticed how I was very focused on my mission. I was focused on being of service to these women. I knew in my heart and in my soul that I was meant for this. I was meant to be of service to these women, to help these women create these businesses. And that's the way, like, I've noticed, like, through miracles, like, clients used to show up. And you know, through that those investments, I was able to invest in my business. Like, resources used to come. You know, someone who I needed to help me with website used to just show up. And my own experience has taught me that how when you are in line with your purpose, your vision, resources, if it's for your highest good, it always, always comes true. But if it's very ego-based, it's very, like, I just want to, like, be famous, like, I've noticed those desires, the universe never supports it as much as the desires, like, that are, like, you know, being of service, helping people, being a change. Like, those desires, the universe always, always, I've seen in my experience, support.
Exactly. And other than business, what is your favorite joy? What is your favorite thing to do?
A great thing to do. I like to study and read. I love reading. I love studying about law of attraction, about energies, about spirituality, other than business. That's like I am a learner. Like, I love learning. I love doing courses. I love doing things like this, like listening to your radio show, like things that really nurture my soul, nurture my mind.
Well, for my listeners out there who do not know what I'm talking about, podcasting is the best of choice. But I am on, today I'm interviewing Jarena, who happens to be a business coach, and we are talking about the metamorphosis of the butterfly and how the butterfly can blossom to its full potential. And she just said a great line, which we're going to get to in a minute, of being a lifelong learner. And so it was interesting because when did you start this lifelong journey process?
When did I what, sorry?
When did you start this lifelong learning process of reading books?
Yeah. You know, when I was young, I come from an Indian background, so my family, my parents are from India originally, even though I was brought up here in Panama. So, like, the Indian culture was so full and rich of, like, beautiful spiritual teachings and culture. So since young, since a baby, I was very much in line with all of this. And I just loved it. And then, like, when I was 18, I got more involved. That's when I took my teachings, like, my learning, into the next level, you could say. Learning more, going even more deeper. And like, all those years of learning and I still learn has led me to what I'm doing today.
So, being raised in India, how would that impact your business and your life?
Being from India?
Being from India.
Yeah. I think being multicultural impacts the business because it's like showing women, like, it doesn't matter where you're from, which culture you come from, there's always a way. There is a way for you to, like, create desire of your heart. Because, like, even though, like, I think the challenge with me specifically coming from an Indian background was there was a lot of cultural limitations.
It was also
part of my journey. Yeah, like me doing my own business, you know, when I was 19, they wanted to marry me off. Like breaking those patterns, like women, you know, in India, it's all about like women shouldn't be studying, women shouldn't be creating their own businesses, women shouldn't be making money. Yeah, so you can just imagine, Gwen, right? Like I broke all of those things, those patterns, those cultural beliefs.
I can only imagine.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Exactly.
At 19, too.
Yeah. Like now I'm 25, so it's been like a journey. But, like, just doing that and, like, showing women, you know, like, from all around the world that it doesn't matter where they come from, right? There's so many cultures, not only the Indian culture, but Asian cultures, like, that, you know, like, the generations now, the generation today are breaking those. So being able to be the example to show these women that, you know, I was able to do it and so are you able to do it. Showing, being that example, I feel like it's made a huge transformation and effect. A positive effect in my own business, you know?
Exactly. Well, good for you to like roles, but in a good way. Roles, like out of the mold. Because, and explain to us, for those of you who don't know, a little bit about the Indian culture. I personally know a little bit about it. You get married off at 19, but explain to us why you didn't want to follow the mold.
How did I break the mold?
How did you break the mold? How did you just come out to your parents and say, no, I don't want to do this? Or because what I'm used to seeing in the Indian culture is that people have very strict dress codes, people have very strict rules.
So it was being fierce on what I wanted. So like when I was living at home, I had to be very strict within myself with what I desired. So in that moment when I was 19, I knew I wanted to go to college and study. And I had to be very strict about it. I was, like, studying hard, applying, like, doing those actions, even though, like, things were not in the favor of that. So it was just about pushing. Like, so I did not create my business and do all of this what I'm doing now when I was 19. It was a journey, so it was, like, one step at a time. So I started breaking it one step at a time. But I think the key really was me being very, very fierce within myself on what I wanted. So because when I was not sure what I wanted, when it was very easy to get carried away by what other people wanted for me, in that case, my family, right? So because I was so clear within me what I wanted to do this business, I wanted to be of service, I wanted to create something like this, I did not let anything else get in the way. So very strong and you could say like disciplined about that within myself, starting from there and then the outside.
Yes. Starting from there when you have to be disciplined. You have to be disciplined when you want something. And how would you say to my listeners to get disciplined?
To get disciplined, yeah. I think first and foremost, getting clear on what they want. From there, they can get disciplined by just taking like consistent action to what they want. So like if for example, someone's listening and like, you know, in a position in which they want to create their own business, but they're stuck in a job, but they're like, how am I going to, you know, like jump and create a business if I don't have the money or whatever, like all of these things can come up. So, like, Being disciplined is first being clear that you want a business, taking those actions every single day to create that. If that's like going to seminars, listening to this show, stuff like that, that will help. And like that's the discipline I'm talking about. And that's how you start it. Because then when someone comes in and when an opportunity shows up, you're so disciplined within you that it's easy for you to be like, yes, yes, let me do this.
Well, I'm always listening to podcasts. I'm always listening to podcasts. And I'm always listening to business shows. So I guess I'm disciplined enough to keep my business up and running. And I'm always on the cutting edge of technology. But you have to be on the cutting edge of technology now. And I understand in Panama, is Panama a modern city? I mean, are they skipping phone lines just to go straight to cell phones or what?
It's modern, yeah. Like, we have access to Wi-Fi. Like, it's quite a modern city. So, yeah, it's quite up and coming. Specifically
well,
the city area, right?
And, yeah, the last time I was down there, which was 1999 or 2000, and landed
wow.
up
mm-hmm.
in old Panama City, which I mentioned in my book, I From a Win. Seeing those locks was fascinating thing I have ever seen in my life, and that was old Panama. So I can't imagine New Panama, how modern it is. Because
yes, it's
you
super
have
modern.
The mix of history and you have the mix of history and you have the mix of modern technology. And so that being said, is it hard for you to have that mix of history and modern technology or no?
Not really. I think everyone here, at least in Panama, are very modern now. So yeah, I don't think, yeah, it's now very modern.
And so people in Panama are not into much of the history of Panama as the American girl, or that?
Not really. Like, I wouldn't say, yeah.
Isn't that interesting? I was asking you that for a curiosity question, but isn't that interesting that modern Panama is more into, really into less than the history and beautiful Panama? So what would you say to people, what book would you recommend that people read, or what podcast would you recommend to people that they listen to on a weekly basis or on a daily basis?
What people should listen to?
What people should read or listen to.
Okay. I think it really depends on what the person is working on. So they're working on mindset, on spirituality, health, wealth, business building. I think it really depends on that.
So let's say if they're working on what podcast or what book would you recommend that they read?
Yes. So if they're working on mindset, my favorite book is Ask and It Is Given by Abraham Hicks. The other one I like is Leveraging the Universe by Mike Dooley. It's an amazing book about love attraction. And really, I feel these books really go into your mind and like fix it, helping you, you know, think in a higher vibration.
And when you say fix it, what do you mean by fix it?
By what, sorry?
What do you mean by fix it?
Fix it. So, like, you know, our thought patterns, right? Like, we are programmed to like have limiting beliefs, and like we are programmed because like the government, the society, everyone, like it's a thing going on. So like reading a book like Ask Me Is Given or Leveraging the Universe by Mike Dooley, when we're thinking negative, let's say if the thought pattern in our mind is like, I cannot do it, I'll never be able to do my business, I can't afford it, oh my God, I won't be able to do it. When you're reading something that tells you that you are able to do what you desire, if you put your mind, like, it interferes with a negative thought pattern. And then when it interferes with a negative thought pattern, it helps you create a new pattern, right? A new neural pathway of thinking more positive. So that's why I say it kind of fixes your mind. Like, I recommend to all of my clients to read every single day, even if it's 5 minutes. It's better to read every day for 5 minutes than reading for a day, 7 hours. So I'm really, really strong on that.
Well, that's a philosophy that I can use.
Right? It's powerful. Try it.
Yeah. And how do you feel about audiobooks?
I love them. I love them. So, like, for people who are not very keen on reading, I recommend audiobooks for sure.
Well, as all my listeners don't know, but I'm surely producing all my own books on audio. Because again, audio is the next best thing. And my book I Call a Win is on audio. It's available on Audible. It's available on iTunes, and then my next book should be coming out on audio in the next couple of weeks.
Amazing.
So for those of you who do not have 5 minutes to pick up an actual book, pick up an audio book and listen to that for 5 minutes.
Exactly. Totally. That makes a big difference.
Because we're all lifelong learners. And how do people get in contact with you?
Great question. So people like you contact, they can email me actually directly at Sharina@SharinaMiney.com. Even you can find me, like, I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Periscope. I'm all over, actually. So they can find me wherever their favorite social media platform or email.
Oh, my God. So how often do you check your Facebook messages?
Quite often actually on a daily basis.
Okay, so they can get a hold of you through your website, or they can get a hold of you through your Facebook.
Yes.
Or they can just comment on Instagram, quite frankly. I'm actually on Instagram myself under Winchelly Charles, and you guys can find me on Instagram. I don't use it that much. I use Twitter. I use podcasting more than I use Instagram, but I am on Instagram, you guys.
Perfect. Yeah, it's really cool. Instagram is one of my favorites.
So what is your favorite, that being said, what is your favorite social tool to use?
Would be Facebook and then Instagram.
Would be Facebook and then Instagram. Wow. That's a match made in heaven right there, but I find Facebook is a little too intrusive. But that's only my personal opinion. So Instagram, yes. Facebook is good for business, but Instagram I seem to love. Twitter I seem to love. Blab I seem to love. And so Blab, Twitter bought Blab, so that's a good one too. And so
I have Periscope. Have you joined Periscope yet?
I have, but what I'm finding on Periscope is all these, let's just say, icky people that don't want anything to do with the actual sales scoping. And so I am not the biggest fan of Telescope, but I should be. But I wanted to ask you, so you believe heavily in Facebook. Do you believe every coach should have a Facebook page, or how do you think a coach should work their business?
Great question. It depends on their ideal clients. If their clients are on Facebook, I would recommend building the strategy with Facebook, including Facebook. If their ideal client is into Instagram, then Instagram. I think there's no right or wrong. I don't think that's necessary to do all of it. I think it's more important to just be clear on who their target is so they can target that person.
Exactly.
Versus, you know, like doing so much and like not reaching anywhere.
It's the build like and trust factor. I built my own build like and trust factor because people seem to like my story and people seem to like what I'm doing. I don't know why, but people seem to like what I'm doing. And so that's how I built my Twitter following and my Facebook following and now my lab following. I am on lab. And so I feel like people should stick with what they know. Do you agree with me?
Exactly. Yes, I totally agree.
People should stick with what they know. And again, how can people, I know you said this before, but for those listeners who are just tuning in now, they might have missed the whole interview. And for those of you who are just tuning in now, you can pick it up in archives. And for those of them who are just tuning in now, give your website again so people can catch it.
Yeah, so my website, guys, is www.sherinamayani.com. That's SHERINAMAYANI.com. That's my website, and you can actually find lots of cool bonuses and free gifts as well in that website. And I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and Periscope. Facebook, you can find me as Sherina Mayani. Instagram, @SherMayani, and Periscope, @SherinaMayani.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you on today and talking about business and talking about Panama and throwing it all into one.
Yes, it's been amazing. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you're welcome. And thank you guys, for listening to another fabulous episode of Wind Women of Wisdom. And be sure to look for I Win on Audible.com. And be sure to follow me or find me on Facebook. I'm always on Facebook. The archives go on Facebook. So if you don't pick up the actual live interview, you can listen to it in archives. Or it goes into our archive feed. I think I actually have two of them. One's under On Air with Jules, and one's under Women of Wisdom. The one under Women of Wisdom is specifically for Skype, so it's not necessarily live blog talk interview, but Women of Wisdom or On Air with Jules is how you can find it in iTunes. Thanks to you guys.